We're going for our weekly trip to the regions now, and here's a lovely noise. That is the song of the North Island robin, or the totowai, and 40 of them have been released into the Turitea Reserve, which is near Palmerston North, in the hope that they will breed and establish a population there. And the robin used to call Turitea home, but unfortunately they've been locally extinct there for generations. The robins were caught in a reserve near Whanganui and they were transported to Turitea earlier this year. Dr. Zoe Stone is a postdoctoral research fellow at the Turitea campus of Massey University, and she's been tracking these robins since their release, and she joins us now. Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
Hey, just before we get into it, that recording we played of the robin, what do you use that for?
Yeah, so it's a very cute little call that robins play. So we actually use that to try and bring them in. So, you know, robins are really friendly. I'm sure any of your listeners who have ever come across a North Island robin before know that they like to hang around your feet. So they're quite curious. And so we can kind of call them in with a call. So if we play a call like that on our phones or on a radio or something, if we've got old school technology, we can call them in, especially the males. They'll get kind of a bit territorial, so they can come in and they'll check us out. So we can use the calls to really see who's around and get a good visual on them.
Talking about visuals, Zoe, can you just describe for us what the North Island robin looks like?
Yeah, so the North Island robin, or totowai, is a very cute little grey bird. He stands kind of upright, so he's got really long legs, quite grey, and a little white patch on his tummy. And they have a little, sometimes have a little bit of a white fluff above their beak, which they often display when they get a bit agitated or grumpy at you. So if you ever get too close to a robin, you might see it kind of flare up its little white moustache type thing above its beak. So yeah, they're a very cute little bird, very inquisitive, and they're very friendly if you have a worm on you, or even if you don't, because as you walk through the bush, you'll kind of disturb the insects that they like to eat, so they'll come up and check you out. So they're really, really friendly little birds.
So if you're looking at one from its toes to the top of its head, how big would it be? Tiny.
How big would it be? Yeah, small. So it's probably about, you know, sort of 10 to 20 centimetres tall if it's standing upright. It weighs about just under 30 grams, so it's a really small little bird. But because they kind of stand up on their feet a bit more than other birds will be, you know, a bit more perched and their feet will be underneath. But these ones stand up almost like a human, really, on its back legs. So they kind of have a very nice little presence when they're standing next to you.
Oh, so cute. So like a wax eye or something like that, about that size.
Yeah, a little bit bigger than a wax eye. Kind of similar. If anyone's ever seen a tomtit around, they're kind of a similar size to a tomtit as well.
Why were the robins moved from Whanganui to Turitea?
Yeah, so Turitea is an amazing little bit of bush. It's just outside of Palmy, near the hills, and it's the water catchment for the city. So it's actually closed to the public because of, you know, issues with keeping the water safe and things. But because of that, there's this amazing bit of bush around it, and the council's been doing some great efforts for almost 20 years now on predator control. So they've got an amazing trap network in the reserve, and they've been doing a really good job at keeping those rats down and keeping the stoats down. And so now that there's this amazing bit of bush that once would have had robins, and we have this amazing source population nearby at Bushy Park, which was also a reintroduction as well. So those robins were introduced to Bushy Park around 2005, if I remember rightly. And so those birds have gone crazy. They've done really well in that Bushy Park area. So now they're an amazing little source population for releasing to new places. So Turitea was this great nearby spot that we could bring back some birds.
Oh, so where's Bushy Park in relation to Turitea?
So Bushy Park is just outside of Whanganui, so it's about half an hour outside of Whanganui, yeah.
Got it, right. So they're the ones that came from Whanganui. How did you get them to Turitea?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a big trip for them. So what we do is we try and catch them as quickly as possible because, you know, as soon as we catch a bird, it's got to sit in a box and wait for the rest of them to be caught. So we try and do that really quickly. We managed to do that within 2 days this time, which was really great. So we so after our second day of catching and we had all our 40 birds, we waited till nighttime so that they would kind of fall asleep, and they're sitting in their nice custom-made boxes which have a little perch on them, and they're stocked with mealworms and they have all the food that they need to try and chill out for a couple of days. And so when it's nighttime, they kind of start to fall asleep, and that's a really good time to move them because they won't be disturbed as much. So once it was nighttime, we kind of moved all the boxes by van. So we got them all into a van and made sure they were nice and tightened so they weren't moving around, and then did a bit of a casual drive to the deer. So we take it slow, make sure there's no bumps and stuff for the robins so they have a nice smooth drive. And then, out to Turitea, where we waited till the morning to release them, because then they have all day to kind of settle once they're released.
Were they all okay?
Yeah, they were all fine. So they all seemed to be totally fine with the drive. They were kind of singing away in the morning, so that was good. So, and they're all ready to head out once we release the open the boxes for them.
Must be quite disorientating for them. One minute they're in Whanganui, next minute they're in Turitea. So what do they do when you open the box? Do they go, all right, where do I go now?
Yeah, so that's totally true. So with any reintroduction or bird translocation, you know, the actual moving part is very stressful on the birds. You know, they're used to having their nice little bushy home out at Bushy Park, and then all of a sudden they're caught in a trap and whisked into a box and then driven out to a new place that they don't know. So, yeah, it can be quite stressful, which is why we're trying to do it as smoothly and simply as possible to try and reduce any of that stress. But, yeah, so once we get to the site, we kind of, like, you know, move them all in silence. We don't want to make too much noise to disturb them. And then once we get there, we release them as soon as we can. So we open up the box, and usually they just fly straight out. They'll kind of, like, you know, they'll see the gap and get out of there, and they think they're the cleverest birds in the world that they've escaped this box. But then some of them might be a little bit shy. You know, they have been sitting in a box for a day, so they're a little bit nervous. So they might sit there for a few moments until you just wait for them and then let them fly out on their own accord. Yeah.
Now, they've got no home to go to, Zoe, so what do they do?
Yeah, so that's kind of a bit of the question that I'm looking at. So my project at Massey University is part of this broader project called More Birds in the Bush, where we're kind of looking at this idea of how we can get, you know, more birds in the bush, and this robin release was a good example of that. And so what we're doing is trying to monitor them to see where they go. So, you know, like anyone, if we were blindfolded and put in a truck and taken somewhere, we wouldn't really know where to go or what to do. So they kind of take a few weeks to kind of settle in and figure out. They usually bounce around in the bush trying to see where the best spot is, fight with their neighbour to see who can get the best spot with the best food type thing. So I've been monitoring them and tracking them to kind of see how far they move from the release site, because how far they move is really important for how big the predator control is. You know, if we release them in the middle of a bush that's got predator control, but then they fly further out, that's not very good for them. They could be a bit more susceptible to predation. So we really want them to stay in that control area. So where they go is really important. So they kind of, bounce around, try and find a nice spot, and hopefully they'll stay where we put them.
So they've been there since how long?
So we released them in April, late April, and I've been monitoring them since then. So what we did when we caught them is we actually put on little transmitters, which are tiny little radio transmitters, VHF, and they're about the size of a bean. They weigh less than a gram, so to try and, again, reduce the stress on birds, we try and make sure that those transmitters are less than 5% of the body weight. So, you know, when you've got a bird that's 30 grams, you've got to have a really tiny transmitter on it. And so that transmitter helps us track them. So it's got an aerial on it, and we can track them in the bush. So that's how we can kind of keep an eye on them.
Great. How are they going? Are they starting to pair up?
Yeah, so they're actually doing really well. Because our project is kind of looking at these sort of large connected forest landscapes, and Turitea is a very large forest patch. You know, it's at the top of the Tararua Ranges, and if these robins were so inclined, they could fly all the way down to Wellington if they wanted to. So we were quite interested to see how far they'd go, but they seem to actually be quite lazy little robins and seem to be hanging around the release site, which is great. So most of them have kind of settled within a kilometre of the release site, and a couple have gone a little bit further away, but then have bounced back and come back in closer, and they're all hanging around the dams, which is nice and easy for me to walk up and find them. It's not as much of a hike in to find them, which is nice. And yeah, some of them are starting to pair up, so we've got probably about six pairs starting to form, and maybe another few more that are still trying to figure out if they like their partner or not.
Yeah. And are they friendly coming towards you? Do they, you know, you said they're quite friendly and they might come around you. Are they doing that?
Yeah, so some of them are. So when we, you know, when we caught them at Bushy Park, most of these birds are quite young birds. So they're, and also they, because they grew up at Bushy Park where there's no predators, they're very friendly. They don't think anything could hurt them. But after we catch them and put them in the cage, they become a little bit more wary. So some of them are still a little bit shy. So you'll kind of go out to them and you might know that they're there, and then you'll try and play the song, or you might try and attract them with some claps and calls, which is how we do it elsewhere, because they usually come into that. But you can see them in the distance kind of giving you an eye, not sure if you're going to put them in a trap again. But what we try and do is we take out some mealworms with us. The robins really like mealworms. They're a very nice treat. So we try and train them back up a bit to be a little bit more friendly, because that helps us find them in the future as well.
Yes, and Zoe, is that area private? They can't be disturbed by people coming in and upsetting them?
Yeah, so that's, I guess, one of the benefits of Turitea is because it is close to the public, they kind of have free reign over the place. There's not really any people disturbing them. But humans, you know, robins aren't too fussed by people. As we were saying before, you know, they actually quite like us because we disturb all the bugs and things. So hopefully if they do really well in the reserve, you know, they might start to spill out into the surrounding area. I've already talked to some of the neighbours around Turitea Reserve, and some of them have seen them or heard them near their property, so that's really exciting. But yeah, hopefully they'll kind of establish in the reserve where it's nice and safe first, and then they might start to explore a bit more.
Oh, wonderful. And what about their nest? What kind of little nest do they have? It must be tiny.
Yeah, so it's not too small compared to, like, you might think of a fantail nest. Some people might have seen a fantail nest in their garden or something, which is quite nice and small. But a robin can be quite a significant nest. And that's one of their problems with predation, actually, is because the robins often build their nest quite close to the trunk, kind of like in the V of a trunk and a branch. And so they'll have this nice little kind of nest in that area, which means they're quite susceptible to rats, because it's much easier for a rat to get to that sort of a nest than a nest way out on the limbs of a branch. So that's kind of one of their downfalls, is they have these nice little secure nests.
And what colour eggs do they have?
Just a sort of a general brown speckled egg. Not too exciting. Little egg. So they'll usually have two or three eggs in a clutch. And so when these birds start to breed, hopefully, if they do well over winter, and they'll start breeding in September. So hopefully me and a few other volunteers will be going back out in September to kind of check on them and see who's breeding. And so hopefully we'll see some eggs then.
Well, that'll be a trip and a half. You'll be so excited if you find some.
Yeah, it'll be very cool to know that they're doing well and that they're actually breeding up there, and that there might be some young robins that are born in Turitea for the first time in a very long time.
Oh, amazing. Oh, so that's great. Well, congratulations on the project so far, and we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, hopefully. And yeah, if any of your listeners are living near Turitea, definitely keep an ear out for a robin.
Wonderful. We'll play the robin noise again before we go. So great to talk to you, Zoe. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a North Island robin, or a tutupai, and I was speaking to Dr. Zoe Stone from Massey University, and a text came through and said, how many robins remain at Bushy Park? I don't personally know the answer to that, but I assume that they were and are flourishing in Whanganui, otherwise they wouldn't have taken 40 of them, but don't quote me.